This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Maddie and Amy podcast.
Maddie, I feel like every week I bring like an animal story to you about my pets, right?
Yes, and I should mention as well, in the break off air, you were saying that this segment should be in the 5 p.m. hour. We put all of our hard-hitting content in the 5 p.m. hour, and the 4 p.m. hour is sort of like our...
like the soft content.
Yeah, to like warm you up for the 5 p.m. So I thought this was, you know, like...
No, I think it's really rude. It should be prime time. But I'm bringing this up because I bring out my animals a lot. And at the moment, we've got 2 cats, 2 dogs, guinea pigs and fish. And we foster kittens all the time. So our house is full. It's like a farm.
How do you have space in your house to live with that many animals?
They're just like, we always treat them like they're children as well. Like my sister today was eating noodles with the cat, like Lady and the Tramp, like one in each mouth. That's what
we're
doing.
Oh, how romantic.
I know, but it's cute. So we very much spoil them. And like the latest development in my family, right? This is going to sound a bit weird, but we bought our cat a yurt.
What's a yurt? For me, a yurt seems like, you know that term yeet?
Oh, yeah. When, like yeet.
Yeah, it's a term of excitement that all the young kids use.
Well, no, it's slightly different letter in there. It's a U and it's a yurt. Basically, it's a small looking tent type thing, right? And it's tiny and mini, and that's where we put our cats in. And it's like the cutest little like thing for them. They're obsessed with their yurt, but everyone thinks it's like crazy that I would do this. Like is it weird?
It is. How much did it cost?
I'm not sure, but my mum like did like go early to the shop to get it just in case it did sell out.
Craziness really runs in your family. Like, you're crazy, but your mum's another level. Like, she really goes above and beyond for those animals.
I know, absolutely. You know, like Paris Hilton, right? She has her own like mini mansion for her animals. Have you seen that?
I feel like you're almost escalating to that level.
That is the end goal. That's all we want, like an air-conditioned mansion for all the animals.
Amy, you want to talk about Tinder, apparently, and it's nothing to do with you being on Tinder because you're not on Tinder.
No, I don't even know what that word means. So I was away over the weekend in Queenscliff with my family and like our extended family that are kind of like our cousins and stuff because we've known them since they were born, right? So we're at an 80th and we're all sitting at this beautiful lunch spot, a really expensive restaurant, and one of my family friends is like on his phone nonstop, and I'm like, Blake, like what are you doing? Like we're at an 80th, put your phone away for 5 minutes. He goes, can't, like I'm on Tinder, like I've just found a girl, she works at the restaurant. Oh, and I'm like, can you please not try and pull the waitress? Like, what are you doing? But literally, all lunch, on his Tinder, and we're like, well, show us your profile, right? Because I also feel like if he's trying to appeal to a girl, I'm a girl, so maybe I'll be able to, like, help him out and see what works.
This is already getting weird.
I know. I'm going to help you. I should mention he's, like, 19 and newly single as well.
Okay, so it's like his younger cousin, you're trying to help him, like, grow into the world.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, he just broke up with a girlfriend, so he's, like, very into just, you know, seeing what's out there. And I'm like, I'll help you because I'm really good with relationship stuff, I reckon.
Are you? You're single?
Yeah, that's because I'm so good with relationships. I just can't be in one. Okay. That's just how it works. Anyway, so I was like, give me your phone, like, let me see your pictures. And I'm like, oh no, none of these photos are working. We have to help.
What do they look like?
Oh, it was like him playing footy with his mates, him fishing, him out at like a uni party.
Ooh, and he's attracted to females, obviously.
Yeah.
That's not what girls want to see.
No, that's what I thought. Not just like really like blokey pictures. I'm like, you need to show more of your personality and like just be you, right? So I'm like, let's do some candid photos. So what I made him do, like we're on like a beautiful like bay area type thing. There's lots of boats everywhere. I'm like, stand up, go stand near the boats. I'm like, now smile but look on the ground.
You sound like you sound like a stage mum.
Me, literally the whole time. Like, directing now turn to the left and pretend to giggle. Oh, amazing. So I like made him do all these like candid pics, and I got so many good like stuff for him. Fantastic content for his like bloody Tinder.
Did you get him to do the whole thing where he looks away and then looks at the camera?
Yes, that's the best one. No, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to look down, close your eyes, and then look up.
Oh yeah, so it's very natural, looking into the sunlight.
That's what's supposed to make you like look a bit cuter. He was also dressed very nicely. I'm like, this this is the perfect way. Like, not you in, like, the back of a boat fishing. Like, that's not attractive. So, yeah, cute. And he did get a match, obviously. He talked to the girl at the restaurant.
Wait, after you posted the photos of him?
They met up eventually. But the thing is, my sister and myself were obviously with him, and the girl was like, who are those girls with you? And
oh,
like,
of course.
I'm like, can you explain to him, like, her, like, we're actually your friends. We're not nothing like that.
That's the other thing. If I was into guys and I saw a girl in the pictures with him, I would automatically think that's your ex-girlfriend or that's your girlfriend.
Absolutely. You don't want any of that stuff
there. No females in the pics.
No, I think she was super intimidated. But by the end of it, the whole table was in on this Tinder thing, trying to help him get candid pictures, helping his bio, like literally every family member, including the woman turning 80 was in on it. So it was actually kind of cute, right?
That doesn't sound like anything that I would ever want to be involved in because I was queer growing up. So me talking to my very religious family about who I was dating was not a no-go zone.
If you were listening just before, you'll know we have a policewoman in the studio with us, Janelle, and Janelle's here next to us asking and answering lots of questions we've had personally, plus a couple we've had on our Facebook at Maddie and Amy and some texts we've got in, and we thought we'd ask you a couple from our Facebook page.
Yep.
Some of them are quite good, which I don't even know are a thing. Ellie wrote on our Facebook page, do I need to carry my driver's license on me every time I'm in the car?
So it sounds like this is really a segment for the highway patrol to come on, but well, there's technicalities with that again. So if you are a P-plater, you have to. Once you're fully licensed and you're over 25, you don't actually have to carry it on you when you drive. Uh-huh. But if you get pulled over, you have to be able to produce it to a police station. So it might give you 24, 48 hours.
Right.
Go down to the station, show us that you got it. But our systems are able to check whether you have a valid license or not. So if you're on your P-plates, definitely have it on you at all times.
Well, I'm 24, so I still have to carry my license around with me, obviously.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's always in like the back of my phone if I don't take my wallet. I'm always proactive. It's good.
We had another question from Bella who says, what's one of the most commonly broken laws?
It'd be road rules.
Yeah, I could imagine that.
I think someone came up with the stats a few years ago that like every 12 seconds a road rule is broken, and because there's so many of them. I don't even know all of them.
But yeah, from anything from like not blinking, probably phones in the car.
Yeah,
there'd be something. Yeah, I would say that.
I feel like texting whilst driving would probably be one of the biggest ones.
Oh, it's massive.
Yeah,
it's massive. Yeah.
Do you watch RBT? Because that's what happens in every episode. Someone's pulled over for a phone.
I have not. What's RBT?
It's the show like on like primetime channels that it's like police, the highway patrol people.
Oh, okay.
I mean, have you not seen that? Janelle, surely you've seen RBT.
Yeah. I think it's a New South Wales show.
Yeah. Sydney, New South Wales. It's very good. We also got another question from Danny, and he says, what's your proudest moment as a police officer?
My proudest moment? Because I was a PSO for a long time as well before this.
Oh.
So, because I did that for about 5 years, probably would have been then, and that would have been when I got to coach. So they put all the new PSOs that just graduated into the city, and I got to train them up. And I think just watching them go from these, you know, five little nervous PSOs on the platform, you know, didn't want to talk to anyone or look at anyone. And then we get a few months with them, train them up, and then you just watch them grow, watch them go up to people confidently, whether it be to address an offence, you know, good afternoon, sir, madam, you've done something wrong, or whether it be good afternoon, sir, madam, how's your evening going?
Mm-hmm.
And the confidence grows. So that was definitely my proudest moment, coaching up the new people.
The last question I have for you is, why do you do what you do?
Did anyone ever watch Blue Heelers when they were a kid?
Yes, and there was like All Saints, was that the other one?
Yeah. So honestly, my mum would let me stay up, watch Blue Heelers, and I fell in love with it. And that was it. I'm like, I'm going to be a cop. And yeah, joined up.
I love that. You had your sights on something and you went after it and did it.
Yeah.
It's amazing. If you're ever in the Fawkner area, which is the area you, is it parole?
Patrol.
Oh my God.
Parole is what happens to get out of jail.
Yeah. That's where I'm going after. Thanks so much for coming on and spending time with us.
No
really
drama.
Appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for having me.
Maddie and Amy on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.